Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in the third and final set. We hear Nihilistic Easy Rider and their super catchy new single, Getaway Plan. And you guessed it, I am loving that one. Before Nihilistic Easy Rider, we heard Not a Finger and their latest single, opening up a blockbuster franchise. Before Not a Finger, we heard Midnight off of their Steel, Rust, and Disgust new release and the track I'm Insane. Before Midnight, we heard Penny in the Pits off of their upcoming Liquid Compactor new release with Head Crusher. And that is just another one I am really digging. And it's like Kids in the Hall thinking about that record cover, because the artwork is just like, I'm crushing your head. So if you watch Kids in the Hall, you totally get that. Before Penny in the Pits, we heard Fang off of their 1983 Landshark release with Skinheads, Smoke Dope. Before Fang, we heard Deddy and their awesome new single, Bad As It Sounds. And we started that set with Freedom's Children off of the 1971 Galactic Vibes release and the track That Did It. Well, everyone, I am just about out of time. And man, is it me or does this hour go by faster every week? I really hope you all enjoyed this hour of music, and I especially hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, and thanks for chatting with me on the live comments board. It's always a great time, and I always, always love our chats. So, with that, I am going to leave you with the Staple Singers covering Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
Yes, he's the one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
Don't get annoyed.
Good evening and welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening and spending the next hour with me. Tonight, I have some dance sensations, some summery songs. After all, it is the season. Breathy vocals, Soul Sisters, and of course, plenty of girl group sounds. We just heard a short set of the British duo, the Caravellas. Jay had requested hearing something from the Caravellas, so I decided, why not hear a whole lot of the Caravellas? That was The Other Side of Love. It was one of the later tracks from the Caravellas after Lois Wilkinson had left and Lynn Hamilton had joined Andrea Simpson to continue on as a duo to do a more sunshiny and a little bit more upbeat take on the music that they were playing. Before that, their very first one, a big smash hit for the Caravellas, You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. It was a standard that they covered, originally done by Moon Mullican in 1950, and they gave it their own spin. I'm sure it was one of those songs that they were playing for their friends, which is sort of how they were discovered. They were a young female duo of office workers whose friend group were also sort of in that office worker day job scene. And, you know, you don't have a lot of money. So what do? After work? Well, you get together with your friends, you hang out, and sometimes some people play the guitar and sing. And they started doing that. Then they started showing up at their local pubs and clubs. And soon all of England was on to them. We also heard from 1964, How Can I Be Sure? And we started with Don't Blow Your Cool. I think part of the attraction for the Caravellas is they really didn't sound like anything else that was on the radio at the time. These breathy, sweet vocals packed with emotion and kind of a laid-back distance at the same time. They did sound just like two local girls playing guitars and singing, and I think that was part of the charm. Well, I hope you guys are all doing okay today. We're going to get on with some more music. Next up, I have a song from the soundtrack to It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World.
Love him. just be free to look at your knees and that's how many shirts.
But I wanna hear that sound.
Sunglasses, to hide behind.
welcome back to Crayons to Perfume. And a little bit of sunny sunshine pop to bring you down. From Skeeter Davis, perhaps one of the saddest summer songs ever written. A really early Brill Building crossover song for Skeeter Davis, who was a country singer. And in the mid-60s, someone envisioned her doing some girl group sounding songs, and she cut a couple of great records. From 1965, that was Sunglasses, and before that, Annette and her dance sensation from 1964, The Clyde. And before that, we heard Karen Young, British actress, model, singing as Minnie and the Kneebones on Me and My Miniskirt. She previously released that record under the name Karen Young. Not sure why it got changed. It was originally released in France. The version I played was released on Mini Records in 1966. Really fun little swinging song. Denise Jones singing as Little Frankie out of the UK. He's the Kind of Boy You Can't Forget, the Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Berry and Raindrops hit. Really fun version from 1965 by Little Frankie. And then from 1963, we heard Shona and the Party Lights and Miracle Maker. If you notice in the backing vocals, you can hear a Four Seasons influence. That was the same producer and arranger who were working on many of the Four Seasons releases. Very strong melody and harmony in this record. As a matter of fact, the record was released on Chicory Records, and that was Frank Slay's label, who was the arranger for this record and for Four Seasons. The very top of that set, the Shirelles from the soundtrack to It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World, singing about the most delicious boy who offered them 31 flavors. We had a couple more great requests this time around, and I'm going to start this next set with one of those songs. This one is for Eric R.
What am I to do? I'm in the middle of nowhere, getting nowhere with
Was our only all-girl outfit today on Crayons to Perfume from Nashville, Tennessee, the Feminine Complex. And I Won't Run. You know, the Feminine Complex did not only release records on vinyl, they also had an 8-track. Before that, a couple from the Ike and Tina stable of talent, the Murettes, and He's All Right With Me, the Murettes being the Ike and Tina Turner's backup singers, the Ikettes, after they left Ike and Tina. And we heard the Ikettes before that with The Camel Walk, written by their namesake, Ike Turner. But James Brown and other people had already popularized the dance, The Camel Walk, well before Ike decided to write a song about it for the Ikettes. From 1968, Who Will Wear the Crown, from the album A Slice of the Cake, a real slice of New Orleans-style soul, via the New York City Cake, written by Jesse Hill and Mac Rebinac. And we started that set with Dusty Springfield and In the Middle of Nowhere for Eric R. Thanks to everybody who had such great requests for today. We've got a couple more in the last set as well. But before we go there, I want to talk about some changes to the Rock and Soul radio schedule on Thursdays. Thursday starts at 2 p.m. with Retro Obscuro and Kitschy Mama. Kitschy Mama is also going to be doing a drop-in in a couple of weeks, so you don't want to miss that. It's going to be quite outside the usual Retro Obscuro box. And that is right before Jesse at 6 p.m. with Mistress of a Thousand Moods, then Crayons to Perfume, Rotations, and we are welcoming Richard J. and Nervous Boogie, previously heard here on the Rock and Soul radio stream on Mondays. We're welcoming him to the Thursday lineup. So welcome, Richard. So glad that you're here with us now. And I think anybody who likes Crayons to Perfume will love Richard J's show, if you haven't already tuned in. And now we're going to get to that last set of today and a couple more requests. This is Tracy Day for J.C.
My mama told me not to make with the eyes of the guys in the corner. And I remember what she said, a little girl, use your head and let me walk with you. Young boys treat girls like toys, of always making with the hanky. What you're saying, cause I know you're only playing, even though you're getting to me when you do me like you do me. Listen, honey, I don't think it's very funny when you know it makes me cranky every time you're hanky panky and you try to get me dueling with you, missing in the phone. Well, you better off a cover round, gonna call my mother. Hanky in the morning, hanky in the evening, driving me out of my mind.
Yeah. main et tap.
Clac.
Tu croises un bras et de ta main gauche, tu tapes ma main gauche.
Clac.
Ramène tes deux mains et tap.
Clac.
On recommence avec ta main droite, tu tapes ma main droite.
Clac.
Ramène les deux mains et tap. Toujours comme ça, ainsi de suite et de plus en plus vite, mais toujours en chantant cette petite chanson.
Celui de nous deux qui jouera le mieux ira ensuite encore plus vite. On tape, on claque, on chante, on danse, et plus ça claque, plus il y a d'ambiance. Clac, clac, tap.
Energetic go-go dancer Lotta Edmond Jr. and I Know Something. What a way to end the show today. She is one of my favorite recording artists. We also heard from Madagascar's biggest family group, Les Cerfs, and their version of the clacking song, Clac Tap, originally by Shirley Ellis. Oklahoma City's Jan Lahan. And Can You Swim? That's a brand new one for me. I had not heard that one before. It was released on Boyd Records in 1964. And for Richard Wigg, we heard Gene and the Statesides doing Putty in Your Hands featuring singer Gene Hughes, who also sang under a number of other incarnations, including Cindy Cole, that featured Nicky Hopkins and Jimmy Page in the backing group. And we started that set with Tracy Day and Hanky Panky, a song co-written by her producer, Bob Crewe. Bob Crewe found her through a demo and had her sing the answer song to The Four Seasons, who've come up again in this show, Jerry, I'm Your Sherry, which was her first release. And that is the end of Crayons to Perfume for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone in the chat room for being here and being a great support to one another during some very chaotic and stressful times. I hope you all keep your chin up and keep your eye on the prize, keep your mind in the light, and try to find good things about every single day while you're keeping up the good fight. Make sure you stay tuned for Rotations. It's on next. Good night, everyone.
bosses your shit when they find it. Call a retreat.
Yeah.